Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be joined by Edouard at Normandin Mercier. Edouard, how are you doing today?
Hey, good. Happy to be there.
Happy to be chatting with you. So can you tell us who you are and what do you do?
Well, as a family house, I'm the fifth generation running the business with my sister Audrey. We are specialized with mostly high and old cognac, exclusively from Grand and Petit Champagne, which are the best cognac region, the best crews. We're trying to do our best to have this cognac naturally good. As a master blender, I do not add any colorant or sugar in my blend, which is something quite new, because my father, who used to do the master blender, was using a bit. I quit it with the time now. It's been 10 years working in the company, and this was the biggest change. When you buy Normandin Mercier bottle, you pay most of it for the liquid and not for the outside. Our philosophy mostly is, I would say, good value and natural product.
Great. So what product are we tasting today?
The Petit Champagne Rare is an amazing product from Normandin Mercier. It's a classic from the house, a high-end one. Well, it's a blended cognac with a 50 years old blend. We kind of tuned the name, changed it from several times because it used to be Petit Champagne Vieille. Then I found the Vieille a bit difficult to pronounce, not very elegant. So I changed it for Petit Champagne Extra. Then now it is Petit Champagne Rare. But unfortunately, I don't know if it will stay like this, because I just appear that rare for cognac could be for 4 years old cognac as a VSOP, which is really stupid. I found this so bad that I might change the name, because of course, when you compare with the cognac appellation, 4 years old cognac is just too young for this. Well, so this cognac is very antique. It's a blend, the aromatic aromas with quite a oaky and smoky smell, old wood, a bit of spice and fine, delicate tobacco box, the floral aromas with white flowers and delicate the fruit, dried fruit, coming from the apricot running through the licorice.
Very complex. So this is a very old cognac, as you said, 50 years.
Yes, old one and untouched, unreduced, no water added, as it's been reduced in the past from the beginning. So it's natural 44. It's important because it gives the full potential of length in mouth.
And so just to talk a little bit about the aging process for this particular cognac, what kind of barrels did this cognac age in? And at some point, was it put into demijohn?
Nope, not at all. It's still in cask and always been in cask. And as this cognac is older than me, I just had to look on the cellar book. I found that it's been in new oak barrels for a long time. At this time, I did not have the precise grain of the wood. Nowadays, we know we have big grain, fine grain, medium grain. For this, I don't know, but it stayed for a minimum of 4 years in a brand new cask. So probably gives this full tannin into this cognac.
So I understand that the Normandin Mercier house is located near La Rochelle, which is on the coast, far away. Well, not far, but it's not next to cognac. How does this impact the aging of the cognac?
Well, good remark. Indeed, our founder, Jules, was originally from Châteauneuf-sur-Charente. He elected this place of Château de la Perraudière for two reasons. The first one is because of the proximity of the ocean that gives us a quite special climate, not too hot in summer, not too cold in winter, just tempered with high humidity. That's good for our cellar, which is 5 kilometers from the ocean. It's very unique. having grown and Petit Champagne in these territories. And the second thing was because of La Rochelle was the antique harbor of cognac, and from there he could export abroad the product with the boats, of course, also with the railway station by train, because the beginning of the 20th century, this was a good facilities for distribution.
I see. Are all of your cellars in or around La Rochelle, and are they all humid?
Yes, they're all in La Rochelle from the late 19th. We have some differences between the different cellars, even if it's the same building, mostly with the temperature and humidity at the far end with the south exposition is a higher temperature and a drier cellar.
I see. And will you move barrels from one position in the cellar to another position, or do they mostly stay in the same spot?
Well, I do move them, but I don't move the barrels. I move the liquids. I move the cognac from one spot to another one, trying to have the nice target I'm trying to get. Yes. So if I taste and smell that it's a bit mellow to... I want to have a finer and more expressive sense. I go on the side where it's drier. Higher in the ceiling is drier, and lower on the floor is more humid. This helps also for choosing the spot.
A lot of factors to consider when you're aging and putting your cognacs together.
Yes, indeed, there are. Nature is always amazing and gives all kind of surprises. So the best thing is tasting the cognac very frequently and just trying to survey and not forget them somewhere.
So you said that this Petit Champagne Rare stayed in new oak barrels for 4 years. And then after, did it transfer to a really old barrel or a roux barrel?
Well, what I found is new barrels for 4 years and then moved to roux, a secondhand cask for one decade, so about 10 years. Nowadays, it's an old cask. So no demi-gen, it's still in cask. And some are higher proof, some are lower proof. That gives the 44 the final.
Right. It's a product that's still in evolution. And so, again, you mentioned the ABV of this cognac is 44%. That's a natural reduction. What are the positives of having a natural reduction versus a cognac that's maybe just been reduced to 40% with the addition of water?
I do love cognac, high-proof one. I wish I could sell more of those, but people most of the time found cognac quite... strong and taxes are strong too. So it's difficult to sell. But I found high proof cognac much elegant, finer and more expressive. I'm always trying to get those. It's a way to be different. Even if we're using our proper water from our own well, to make sure that this is not polluted by chlorine or fluorine. We have a pure water that is, of course, filtered once it's been pumped.
This is a cognac from the Petit Champagne Cru. How would you characterize the typical cognac from Petit Champagne?
For me, the Petit Champagne is very seductive cognac, because it's very fine, very elegant, and gives sensitivity. Quite disappointed because people want Grand Champagne. They say, okay, Grand Champagne is the first cru. And so they put a part on the Petit because said Petit is not the first cru. Yes, it is a second cru, but sometimes Petit Champagne could be better than Grand. It's not because it's a Petit that it's just not as good as a Grand. It could be excellent. This is why I'm doing our younger cognac with the Petit Champagne. Our VSOP cognac is a Petit Champagne 100%. Very floral aromas and very gentle things. I really enjoy this.
So let's move on to a tasting note. So how would you describe the nose of this Petit Champagne Rare cognac?
Well, the nose is not too aggressive. You get this very soft and 44% cognac is nice and gentle. You have this rancio, which just comes with delicacy. Find an old oak coming through, the dry apricot coming too.
If we move into specific flavors and textures as you taste this cognac, how would you describe those?
No bitter, no aggressivity. For 44, you have quite a Merlot, very gentle cognac. So the alcohol is round and very melted inside. This dryness is not giving a dry mouth. Even if there's no sugar added, you get this quite greasy and final dry, which is something very difficult to reach. I enjoy this. The finish is, of course, long. It stays for long. To get it for more than a minute in mouth really gives a full flavor in the mouth. So you get this wideness that is amazing. Good complexity, yes.
Wonderful. Well, this is a truly mature balance. It's a natural, honest expression from the Petit Champagne. So thank you for making it. And thank you for answering my questions about this product.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Happy holidays. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.